Hey, this is Greg from Kiss 98.5, and on the phone with me right now, I have one of the stars of Kiss Summer Hello, but hardly a rookie at all to Buffalo, Corbin from Why Don't We. How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, what's up?
So where are you right now? Are you in
a great entrance. Thank you so much.
what a
great intro.
You got it, man. You got it. So where are you? Are you in L.A. right now exactly, or?
Yes, I am in L.A. right now. I'm headed to New York today.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, man, thank you so much for waking up that much earlier to chat with me then. Now my first question is, because I've been adding it up, if you include all the Kiss Summer Hellos, Christmas Bash, lounges, all that, you guys have been in Buffalo 5 times at this point. Have you guys thought about maybe just buying a house here at this point maybe, or...
We should. At this point, we should.
I mean, because you know you're going to be back, right? Whether it's doing another one of our shows or whether it's headlining your own tour at like the KeyBank Center or something.
Of course. I feel like we're always over there.
Now, yeah, I mean, you've been here so many times now. I think you guys even mentioned Buffalo in your book. What keeps bringing you guys back to Buffalo? Like, what kind of message would you like to send to your fans here in Buffalo?
Message to send the fans in Buffalo?
Yeah, because obviously you know how much they love you here and how much they line up to see you again and again and again. What, like, how does that make you guys feel?
Amazing. First of all, I just want to say, of course, like, just thank you to them for everything that they've done for us this far. I mean, we've come back to New York and specifically Buffalo so many times, and, like, just to, like, be able to keep going back and, like, see familiar faces and see new faces each time is just super crazy, and it's the biggest blessing in the world. So just first of all, a huge thank you to them for that, and second of all, I hope we get to keep coming to Buffalo for a long time.
Hey man, we'd love to see you again. I mean we always love seeing Why Don't We here. And now, of course, we've seen you a few times, but so with anything, though, your shows, I'm sure they've evolved. You know, you figure out stuff along the way. What kind of show can we expect to see this time around? Any changes? Any kind of different ways of doing things? Or
yeah, I think just an overall upgrade to the show. We put a lot more thought into the production and just the scale of how the show feels when you watch it. We're doing a little bit more like choreo than we've done before, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And we're just doing all the songs that they know and love, which is really dope. We just added Unbelievable to the set, so we're doing that at the shows, which is great. And it's just if they came to the Invitation Tour or like even just some radio shows that we've done before, then they're in for an even better time.
Now tell me about a little bit about this new song, Unbelievable, as you mentioned. I think this is like one of my favorite Why Don't We songs so far. What's the story behind this? How did this song come to be?
Yeah, so the song Unbelievable, it came about just in the studio. Just another one of those ideas that kind of just sparks, and Unbelievable is 5 syllables, so it kind of it fit the rhythm, and we were kind of just like, oh, you are unbelievable. That little melody riff right there, we heard it, and we were kind of just testing it back and forth, and it became super catchy, and we were like, okay, this is kind of dope. And so now that word unbelievable just gets stuck in your head, and it's one of those words that, like, just has so much great meaning. And I mean, you're unbelievable is like such a compliment to someone. So we're like, let's do it. Why not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, of course, you guys are on the road all the time. You guys are pretty much like brothers, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I would say the closest thing you can probably be to brothers without actually being literal brothers.
Okay, now, some people who are literal brothers, though, the Jonas Brothers, I heard them talk about sometimes, I mean, it just kind of happens. Disagreements sometimes come up here and there. Does that ever happen with you guys at all?
Honestly, no, not really. It's super fluid. It's super, just kind of go with the flow. I mean, I think if anything, there's, like, little differences in, like, opinion and whatnot, but it's always, like, more of a discussion than really anything else. There's never any, like, animosity or like bad intentions or anything like that. So it's super easy. Just go with the flow and like, you know, just be like open with each other kind of thing.
Okay. There's never like any petty stuff along the way. Like, hey man, that was my Coke right there. Like who ate my leftover chicken or whatever like that, or nothing like that ever.
I mean, I can't name anything specific for you, but there's probably like little stuff like that. But nothing that's ever like really important enough to like make us mad or like anything crazier than that.
All right. Now, I got to ask you about this because I heard an interview you did one time. You once said Camila Cabello is the best smelling celebrity that you've ever met. Now, I met Camila once. And yes, she smells fine, but you've met a lot more celebrities than I have. What makes her the best smelling of all the celebrities you've ever met?
Yeah, so we just met her quickly. For the first time we met her, it was just backstage. I don't remember what show it was at, but it was just kind of a quick encounter, and I just remember giving her a hug. And I pulled away, and I was like, dang, like, what perfume is she wearing? She smells great. And anyway, that was pretty cool. Taylor Swift, I would say, is a comparable second, if not tied for first place. Because we got invited into her green room at the Z100 New York Jingle Ball. Mm-hmm. And we walk in and just instant, like, beautiful aroma right when you walk through the door. It was like you just walked into, like, I like to compare it to, like, a beautiful, like, preserved botanical garden of just, like, beautiful smells. So Taylor Swift's got it going on too.
Cool, man. Now I got to wrap this up here really quick, but before I do though, I can't let you go without asking you about the whole running naked through the desert experience. This was in the lyric video for Unbelievable, right? It was just in the lyric video, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is the story behind this, man? Like, how did this come to be? Whose idea was this? Were you guys all on board, or was anybody like, I don't know about that at first, or?
Yeah, so it came about kind of just throughout the day. We were filming the actual music video, and it was kind of like a running joke, like, yo, we should streak at the end, and like, I don't know. And then we decided at the end, we were like, yo, like, are we actually going to do it? And then we look over, and Daniel's like already like, getting going, getting ready, and we're like, oh man, I guess we're doing it. And so we all just stripped down, and we were like, yo, camera crew, film this. And we took off running.
You guys are all butt naked, and you're like, yo, camera crew, over here. And they must have been like, what?
Yeah. We were like, if we're going to do this, we might as well film it. And then I guess we just wanted to shake the internet up a bit, and so we threw some lyrics over top.
Was it awkward or anything like that? Or, like how? What's going through your mind at this moment when you and your basically brothers are just running around, and you know you're being filmed? What is this like?
It wasn't weird. We're too close now for it to have been weird. It was more of just, like, one of those fun things. I mean, it's like the same sort of deal if you're like friends with like a group of people, whatever, and like you go to the lake, you skinny dip in the lake kind of thing, you know what I mean? But it was just one of those stories that you talk about when you get old and whatnot. So
this is gonna be one of those things you look back and laugh at when you're like,
I did it, and I think it was a really fun. I'm just scared for my kids to see it one day, you know.
I don't know, man. Your kids might be impressed. You might be like, man, dad was in great shape. Man, look at him.
What'd you say? Sorry, I cut out a little bit.
Oh, I was just saying, no, man, your kids might be impressed. Your kids might be like, man, dad was in great shape. Look at him, man. No wonder the girls were all over him back then, man.
I highly doubt that's the reaction they'll have, but...
Hey, Corbin from Why Don't We? We will see you in exactly 1 week from today, man. I can't thank you enough for doing our show again and taking the time to chat with me today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. We're super psyched. And like you said, see you in a week.
See you in a week, man. Canalside, all right?
Hell yeah, you too.